My name is Todd Durham. I am 24 years old. Today is April 27th, and I'm speaking with Sam Rosenthal, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Like a specific one, or
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Any memory, any what's something that immediately jumps out to you when you think of me?
You in your green robe cooking at the stove in Harlem.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
Or smoking weed in our bedroom.
Yeah,
in the green robe.
Or Central Park.
Your French jacket.
My French jacket. I think my favorites would be, it's probably smoking weed in Central Park, like all of 2015 and 16. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty broad memories, but I know.
The time we were in the park and we were baked and we found the waterfall.
Yeah, that
was like
magical.
A magical thing, and then we realized it was like
not that magical.
It was all magical.
Oh my god, yeah. I still have that picture when I blew the,
we're like next to the road.
Yeah. The I blew the dandelion into her face. It's so funny. I remember
wait, shouldn't I have introduced myself?
No, I introduced you.
Oh, okay.
I remember, I think one of my favorite memories was when we were, it was when we were on the fire escape in our old rooms, and it was when I was wearing my striped shirt before it was fucked up, and then the ember, and it burned a hole, and it was a memory.
Uh-huh.
And then, but then after that, I remember you had to walk to the kitchen, and, or you went to the bathroom, that's what it was. And I had taken a picture of your silhouette going down the hall, and it was one of the first moments that I think I truly felt love. Like, and I think that's one of my favorite memories. I'm like crying now. But, and I have the picture saved too. That, like, that was the caption on my Snapchat.
I remember that.
But yeah. Next, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Try harder in school. Don't cut corners.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what everyone is thinking about you. Care about the people who care about you, who make a point to care about you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have more?
I'm thinking.
Oh.
And your weirdness is what makes you you.
Yeah. I think, along with all of those things, what I would tell myself is that to listen to everybody that said it gets better. Because I used to think that that was such bullshit. I hated it when people would say that to me. And because I didn't believe them. And I didn't understand, figure, like, what do they know? But they were right. Like, things do change, so. What is one of your happiest memories?
Um, you go first.
I don't even know what mine would be.
I feel like happy times. I feel like I could answer.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have like one memory that sticks out ever, like in your whole life.
Let's go back to weed again. I only smoked weed for the first time with Megan's brother.
Oh my god.
We were crying because we had said tart pop instead of art pop.
That's funny.
And we couldn't stop laughing for like 20 minutes, and all of a sudden we were just like silent.
Yeah.
Even at the 30 minutes. And we started laughing about it after that.
I don't know what one of my happiest memories would be. I definitely think that it would have something to do with it would definitely have something to do with moving to New York and just like that entire life change and like, but like that's just like, that's such a summation of memories, like I can't even pinpoint something specific, something that's ever like made me so.
Probably our first date too.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that was like, I didn't have to try.
Yeah.
Like everything was just so natural and.
Yeah.
Exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, I feel like everything. That's like, yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking too. Like, because like even like when moving to New York, there was a lot of like, clouds that needed to part before things got good, mm-hmm. And I think that's when. That started to happen.
Yeah.
Well, that is happiest memories. It's getting hot in here. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, prior to realizing I was gay, I thought I would live in like a suburb with like a wife and kids and the dog, like the American dream, like that typical prescribed American dream. I feel like I still even thought that after I, like, realized I was gay, because it was just, like...
Just all you know.
Yeah, it's all you know, and I just, like, had no concept of, like, queer life, like, what real queer life was.
Yeah.
But then I think it kind of... As I grew up, I think it kind of molded into not that far off from what it is now, maybe a little bit prettier and not living in a dump in Brooklyn.
But yeah. I think for me, I mean, growing up, I was always told that I was going to be a perfect wife for someone one day. But I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what I ever thought my wife would be. I don't think I had a concept of it for a long time, just like your average. Like, you know, you get a job, you make a lot of money, you have a family. But now that's a bunch of shit. Like, I wouldn't... Like, I feel like now, like, I don't... Like, of course, I want to be successful, but I don't care about having a lot of money or obviously creating a family right now. It's just funny that I always remember that time, like, when I started to come to terms with, like... Coming out was, like, approaching, and I was, like, distraught. I remember, like, laying in my bed and crying and thinking, like, saying to myself, like, just please send some, like, beautiful blonde woman or a brunette woman to change, just to make this right or to, like, change things.
And God sent Lady Gaga.
And then God sent Lady Gaga. And everything was different from there. And, yeah, I think that the biggest difference, though, is just understanding that I could have never had a concept or an understanding of what life would be like when I was younger, because things are just coming from, like, that queer perspective, like, you know, growing up with not ever having the experience that we wanted or deserved, and now having that, it's like, how could we have ever prepared ourselves for that, for, like, what we have now? And weirdly enough, once I did start to get a concept of that and, like, moved to New York and everything, I did fully expect to live in a dump in Brooklyn at some point in my life. I just didn't expect it to be like it is. A little bit more romantic in my mind. Okay. Can you describe a family photograph that you cherish?
think it was taken in 1995, so I was like one. It was my mother and my dad and me standing on the deck that used to be at my house. And I'm like in the middle holding their hands, and they're like not even 30 yet. They don't look that different.
Yeah.
I obviously don't remember when it was. I mean, I vaguely remember when that was taken, actually. No, maybe I was older. I couldn't remember that long. Maybe in two or something. I don't know. But just like the way that, like, how it's taken on like film and that like disposable camera look to it and everything, it feels very, it feels like a memory that I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. The one that jumps to my mind is there's this photograph of my parents after they moved into our house on Washington Street. And I think it was like right after they moved into that house. It's really weird because like the backyard is like it's exactly as I remember it, but also completely different because like the tree that used to be back there was really small. And the pile of bricks that were in the very back was another row of trees. I don't know who took this photo, but my parents are like in the yard by the tree and they were like playing with each other. They were like wrestling on the ground, basically. And I don't know. I've always found it interesting because, like, I don't know my parents in that way. Like, they've never been playful like that with each other. So it's interesting to see them in this photo. Like, they're in their mid to late 20s and, like, having fun together. So it's kind of like that same thing of, like, a memory that you don't really remember. I wasn't even alive, but it's just, like, it's an interesting... I think it's a very beautiful photograph. What is your favorite photograph you've ever taken and why?
There are so many that come to mind. I mean, I guess it would be the photo that made me realize my talent, which would have been taken about 10 years ago while my family and I were in Greece. I think we were in Santorini. Oliver was 3 years old. It was a photo of Oliver sitting on a storefront step, and there was like this like wild dog just like on the step right next to him, like this black dog, and he had kind of like put his hand on his head on his hand and was just like kind of glancing up at the camera, and the dog was just chilling there. And it was just a captured like such a moment, such an like the emotional aspect of it was like the subject of the photograph, and I just like understood it. Stood at like the power that the photograph had, and I feel like I realized that like I could do something with this, and like I have an eye for it, and started doing what I do.
Mm-hmm. I think mine 100%, hands down, is that photo of you swimming through the water, and then Coney Island is in the background. Like that is like the photograph that I've ever taken, and it is. I think that it's, like, the reason why it's my favorite is because it's one of those... I always, like to treat photos or imagery as being, like, the... It's, like, capturing something real. Like, it is a memory, but it's also elevating it. And I feel like that photo just, like, is that perfect balance of, like, this... It's, I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to say like otherworldly.
Timelessness.
But yeah, there's a timelessness to it and a romanticism to it. It's like very ideal. And it's just like that is exactly how I would want to remember something. And I don't know. I just find it to be a very beautiful just captures the energy in the moment that I would want. And can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
I was quiet, both quiet and chaotic. I probably should have been evaluated or something. Didn't like playing with boys. I still don't like playing with boys. I could never pay attention to anything that wasn't interesting. Daydreamed all the time.
I think for me, I was very quiet as well. Supposedly, when I started kindergarten, leading up to Christmas break, I never said a word. And then after Christmas break, I never shut up. Which I don't know about that. But it depended on the situation. I actually did get in trouble a lot throughout elementary school and middle school for talking too much in class. But I liked that fun. And but like in general, though, I was quiet. Did not mess with boys at all, and only friends with girls. I also had a wild imagination, but only when I was alone. And
oh.
I mean,
that
sounds.
What does that mean?
Well, just because, like, I don't know, like it's. I never liked sharing my daydreams or my ideas with other people. I just like to play with myself. I also had a... No, okay, that's not what I mean.
This whole conversation.
We're just going to move out of that. What else? Oh, my God. Way to make it inappropriate.
That's what I do.
I think I was a very soft and gentle child. And, I mean, nothing's really changed. I liked animals, and I liked flowers, and I liked pretty things, and that's exactly how I am now. And yeah, I guess that's
I just liked my music and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and Scooby-Doo.
Britney Spears and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
and cheese. Oh, is that the last one?
I think it is, unless you had any other questions.
Why is it so hot in here?
I saw one question that kind of piqued my interest, but I didn't choose it because I thought it would be really emotional.
God, I don't want to cry again.
If this was the last time that you would ever see me, is there anything that you would want me to know? You don't have to answer. I just saw the question and I was like, oh my God.
I don't know what to say to that.
Like the moment we've been waiting for on this trip.
Be able to say it, so it's like audible.
Deep breath.
I hate the way that things have turned out. wish they could be different. But I want you to know that I always love you. And that you will always be the first person I loved. Sorry for the way things have turned out.
Final answer.
That's all.
I think, I mean, I don't know. I feel like every day I come up with at least like 30 more things that I would have to say. But, oh God. I think, first and foremost, I would want you to know that you really did change my life. And I'm forever changed after that. And that I hate that things have come to what they are, and it's really hard to not think about it negatively. Or to not think of it as a, or to not think of it as a bad thing. But I mean, we both know what's good. And kind of going back to, you know, how life has differed from what we thought it would be, is that love and dealing with the complications of love is very different than what I thought it would be. And I'm very sad that this chapter is closing, I guess. I'm sorry for being stupid and irrational at times, and for anything that I've done to hurt you. And I will always love you as well. And I think about it. I've thought about it every day. And it's hard to not, even knowing where we're going and what's next for us, it is bittersweet and comforting in a sense to look at you and still feel that I love you. And I don't think, I can't imagine that changing.